All right.
What it do, motherfuckers? Welcome in to the Real Ones podcast. Sorta.
Sorta.
Episode zero?
Zero.
So, yeah, here we are, man. It's been a while.
It has been way too long.
It's been a while since you and me have been behind a camera.
Ooh, yeah, but we are rusty.
Not as long since you've been behind a microphone, but definitely a while since you've been behind a camera.
Yeah.
First time we've ever done anything like this. I've never been on another podcast before. Mm-hmm. You and me both have been watching podcasts for years and enjoy the podcast style and format. Always thought it would be something that we might be interested in doing.
Right.
We've been talking about it for a long time. Nothing ever happened, but here we are.
It should have been the next logical step for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like one of the best segments of the CCC was, you know, the Wake and Bake Wednesday, which was pretty much should have turned into a podcast, you know?
As far as that was, out of all the different segments and different videos that we did, that was probably our favorite to do as far as the preparation to doing it, the actual filming of the video itself. We like those ones a lot.
I totally should have got into this turkey bag before this, my bad.
Oh, it's all good. We're going to have to get used to all the different little etiquette things that, you know, we need to make sure that we do. Now that being that this is a podcast, it's a little bit different than what we used to do.
Right.
There's certain cardinal sins that you cannot do on a podcast, like chewing food,
mm-hmm.
slurping a drink.
We got to be aware of all the auditorial boundaries now.
Sound is just something that we're thinking about a lot more.
Right.
Like I say, we're just kind of putting this together. This is just practice for us. You know what I mean? We've never done this. You know, this is completely informal, being that this is episode zero. This isn't really even a real episode, but I think the whole vibe of this shit is going to be really informal and just laid back in mm-hmm. general.
Did we even bring it in? Right. I'm already so high. I don't even, did we bring it in? Right. This is the Real Ones
Real
podcast.
Ones. I mean, honestly, we were just kind of talking into the mics to see what they sound like. Probably going to have a little fucking warm-up session, I would say, basically, before we start every show, right? Where we're going to get baked. This is another thing that we'll have to fix. I got the E-nail over here, but I didn't have an adapter for this piece, so I'll have to go pick one of those up. Dan's going to bring his E-nail over, so you guys won't be hearing torches at all throughout the show.
Yeah, because that's I'm sure that's like one of the biggest cardinal sins is to run a torch right next to a microphone.
And so far I'm liking these as far as they seem to really pick up, you know, the whole range of your voice. There's some depth to them, but also they hear everything right around here pretty good, but as soon as you get further out, it drowns out the sound pretty good.
Right.
These lights that we got have fans built into them. We were a little bit worried that might make some sound, but so far, I think so good. Obviously, we tried to record a little bit last night. Was messing around with some stuff, and it sounded good at the moment. And then when we got in to try to mess with it on the computer, we realized there were some issues with the sound quality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is going to be, this is a learning process for us. We're going to have to be ironing out the kinks over the next few months while we're getting this thing going. But I'm just happy to be doing it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a process, you know? I mean, we've never done this before, you know? I mean, never. I've never even thought of, you know, how to put this together. Right now, we're running this shit on GarageBand. I'm sure there's a million other, better programs. And, you know, if you guys want to drop them down in the comments, feel free. We're open to suggestions. We're actually looking for help in any way. So if you guys have any suggestions, drop them in the comments.
But when you installed GarageBand, you never thought you'd be doing it for a podcast.
I think it just comes on the Macs, right? It was just there.
I don't know. Yours is a couple years newer than mine, I think. I don't got it on mine. But as far as the format for this thing, like, we're going to keep it pretty loose and easy. This is basically just going to be
real.
You know, a show. Well, that's going to be the main thing is we're going to leave all the fake shit at the door when it comes to this show.
No, you know what I mean? Fakery here.
There's so much fake bullshit in the world now and on the internet now, and it's like it's becoming harder and harder to separate the real from the fake, and so that's going to be our one goal here is to just leave all that shit at the door.
Leave all the fakery at the door, please. No fake bullshit up in here. This is real shit, aka, or that's why we call this shit the real ones, because we some real motherfuckers. And I think that's a good name. You know, I fuck with it.
It's funny because it's kind of weird the way we came up with the name, right? If you think about it.
How do we come up with it?
Sorry, so you're finishing my dab here.
I'm trying
well, remember, I told you, bro, I think I came up with a good name for the podcast because we had been thinking about it. And you're like, what is it? And I'm like, Real Ones. And you're like, no fucking way, because you had just written a song called Real Ones like 2 days before that, which I had no knowledge of. I had not heard that. You and me hadn't talked in a few days, you know what I mean?
I remember now, yeah.
You know? And there's just certain times in life where you get a sign like that, and I feel like, because we had been thinking about this for a while. Like I said, we've been talking about doing this for fucking 2 years now, you know what I mean? We kept finding some reason why, you know, it wasn't time to do it yet. And finally, we just realized, like, let's just get some cameras and start recording now. It's not going to be exactly what we want it to be. You know, it's not going to be our perfect vision from day one. But we just figured if we don't get started, we're never going to.
Right. You know? I know. I finally got this fucking joint roll, man. Holy shit. This shit was giving me some trouble. I'm not going to lie. I looked like a damn rookie. But I can finally get high now. How was your day, man?
Shit, man. It's been good. We've been running around like crazy for the last week trying to set, you know, get all the pieces together and set all this shit up. Like, today it was the first day, the first part of today that I was able to just, like, chill.
Yeah, I know. You know? I know. I was fucking with some of the audio that we did last night and wasn't too happy with it, but I can already tell just by the playback in my headphones tonight and the way it's going down on the computer, I can tell it's gonna be better. So
yeah, the static in the headphones went away too, you know. So yeah, I don't hear that anymore.
It's good.
So, you know, a few tweaks, hopefully we got it better. Hopefully this will be at least good enough quality for people to listen to in their headphones, you know.
If not, fuck them. No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think people are going to understand that we've been away for a while. It's going to take us a little bit of time.
Right.
That was one thing I always know. I mean, obviously we made videos as far, if you go back to the CCC, like we were making content for 7-8 years, but it wasn't solid all the way through.
Right,
you know?
Right.
The first 3-4 years were solid, and then we would take a break, and then we'd come back, you know, we'd take a 6-month break and then come back for 2 years and then take another 6-month break. Every time we took one of those breaks, I could feel
the rust.
Yeah. There's definitely some dust you had to shake off, you know what I mean? It takes a while to get used to it, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think we owe the fans a little explanation of where the fuck we've been, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean,
fuck. It seems like we always make an attempt about every 2 years to get back on the internet. You know, it was like 21 years old is when we started, or 20 years old we started that shit, right? Somewhere around there, 20, 21 years old.
Yep.
And then gave it up, came back about when we were 23, and then came back again when we were 25, and now we're 27.
There's just so many things that happen in between, like, to be quite honest, bro, like, naturally, I'm a pretty private person, you know what I mean? Like, I'm usually not all out there on the internet, posting every little thing about my life, you know what I mean? Like, I definitely like to have my private life and shit, too, but, like, I don't think you or me ever had as much fun doing anything as we did doing this podcast for the first couple years. Sorry, I know, I gotta remember to stay up on the mic.
Podcast, you mean?
I mean the videos.
The videos, right.
All I'm thinking about is podcast.
Because this is my first podcast.
Yep. But like you were saying, like the Wake and Bake Wednesday videos, I think the reason those were always our favorite videos is because those were the only videos we were able to like really be ourselves.
Right, but here, I want to go off on a little tangent. Like, I just had this idea today, actually. It's like, I think we should have kind of an interactive podcast. I mean, what do you think? I feel like the Wake and Bake Wednesdays were super interactive, and that's why they were popular, right? I feel like we should at least have like a segment maybe on here where we like, you know, tell the fans to, you know, either on IG or on YouTube, like drop some shit in the comments, you know, like we need to have like a fan segment where we interact with them.
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
I'm open to doing anything, man. Like whatever ideas you got, whatever ideas the viewers got, you know what I mean? Like I, you know, we're, that's the same, attitude that we always had with the right. with the original show, you know what I mean, is that we just wanted to keep evolving and never get stagnant or never, but at the same time, like, it's difficult, you know.
That's
what
happened in the end. Like, yeah, it was tough. We didn't switch the content up. We kept trying to do the same videos, same content. We did, you know, it's like, goddamn, how many strains do you think that we've reviewed, you know? Like,
you all right, man, let's just take it way back. Let's just start from day one and kind of just go over the whole story for people that gathered bits and pieces here and there and just kind of cut, like, all the, we get a million questions on social media every day about, like, what happened with this? Are you guys this? Like, who? What happened to this person? What happened to that person? How did you meet this person? Like, this is the good part about the podcast is, like,
we're real.
We're not limited by time at all. Like, we can sit here and do this for 45 minutes or we can do it for 3 hours. Like, it's up to us. You know what I mean?
And we're real.
Yeah. We're going to keep it real. So, going back,
let's go back circa 2011. Right?
Is that when we started the CCC? I'm pretty sure.
It might have been early 2012.
Shit, no, I feel like we gotta look. Whatever it was.
Yeah. It was late 2011.
We were 19 years old, right?
19 or 20.
19
yeah.
or 20. Somewhere in there.
Right.
And we both had, like, we had been smoking weeds, obviously, since high school and everything. But we had both just gotten our medical marijuana cards here in the state of California.
Legally.
And I think that's really where the whole thing started.
That was the whole jump off, for sure. For sure, for sure. As soon as I fucking got my medical card, it was game on, you know? Like, and then the CCC came pretty quick after that, right? I mean, like, we were
almost right after.
Yeah, I mean, we were buying stuff from clubs, and we're like, man, this would be so awesome to, like, document. You know, this is so new. Like, what the fuck? We're buying weed from a retail storefront? Like,
it was just so different for us and so interesting for us at the time. Obviously, the medical or the legal weed market in 2010, 2011, it was nothing like what it is now.
You know
what I mean? There's been legal weed in California since what, 1996? So, you know,
somewhere around there. To the best of my knowledge, it's 96.
So, you know, we had legal weed here for a while. They obviously didn't have it in many other states at that time. I don't even know how many. So
it was
the thing that not a lot of other people around the country knew about. You know what I mean? So that was the thing for us is, like, you know, when you smoke weed, especially when you come from, like, a small town, like, we were so used to smoking a lot of the same strains or just, like, you know, what you had available to you wasn't as crazy as when you walk into a store and you have a selection right in front of you.
It was like whatever fucking Tony had was, like, that's what you got.
But
you were, like, hoping he had some gas, but, he, you know, if you had Blue Dream, that's what you fucking got.
And keep in mind, too, we were still blessed to live in the Mecca for fucking good weed, you know what I mean? Northern California, like, this is, you know, this is the spot. So that being said, you're still limited as far as, like, what you can get. When you got your card and you were able to go into the stores, all that changed. You started learning about new products that we didn't even know existed, all the shit that we had never even tried.
Right.
You know, like, we had made, you know, shitty little, you know, edibles before with, like, butter and
stuff.
With
the butter, with the green butter and shit.
But, like, I had never had edibles, like, the medicated edibles that we started getting and shit.
Yo,
trying all the different hashes.
You remember that ice cream from Creme de Cana?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking
God. What was it, the triple
chocolate
brownie?
Yeah, the triple chocolate brownie, bro.
Dude, if there was one... That's funny you bring that spot up, dude. If there was one shop that I wish I could go back to today and just go in and buy the same shit that I used to, it's probably that shop. Fucking chem they used to have there.
Ooh, that chem was fire.
Golden pineapple.
Fire down below. Yeah. The chem dog was hands down some of the best weed I think I've ever smoked, man. And
I miss good chem like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just grown to perfection, honestly. Golden pineapple was all right, but that ice cream was out of this world, you know? That's like what that shop was known for, you know? Was that fucking ice cream. I remember it was the, it wasn't even the ice cream that was medicated. It was just the brownies that inside of it. That's what got you fucked up. And they tasted like weed, but like in a good way.
They had a couple other flavors there too that like didn't have brownies and shit in them, but whatever. You guys get the idea. We were like little kids in a candy store when we first got our cards. You know what I mean?
Right.
We were as enthusiastic as into it as we possibly could have been. And we also had, you know, just gotten like a little Sony Handycam or something and gotten into just shooting all kinds of random videos of shit, you know right. what I mean? And we're just like, man, why don't we start making some videos? We did have a couple of influences. We weren't the people always like to, you know, say, oh,
you guys were the first. No, we weren't.
We weren't the first people on YouTube making weed videos. We did not invent that genre, you know what I mean? The first person I saw doing it, oddly enough, was Dave Warden.
Yeah, that's what remember I was going to say. Dave Warden at the weed, right?
I think it, even before
he or Hollywood, somewhere.
I just remember, yeah, those were like the first weed videos I ever saw right. on YouTube when I was like 18, 19. I'm like, oh, there's like, that's...
And then there was Chubbs, and then we looked at it and we're like, dude, that would be hella fun.
And we noticed that there was only old dudes doing it. There was no young guys like us. Not to say they were like old dudes.
They were like in their 30s.
There was no kids. Right? There was no, you know, younger, nobody from the younger generation doing anything like that.
Now look at us. We're fucking old fucks.
So I think at the time we just thought like, we should do this and represent for like the younger generation. Like, you know, we were playing the kind of music that we were into at the time, which, you know, we just kind of brought a different perspective on the weed thing, and we recognized that from the get. And then also too, like, most of the other channels that were out there was like one dude doing it
right
alone.
We were the fucking duo, bro.
Yep, you and me were like, all right, well, we've been friends our whole fucking lives, like, we should do this as like a tag team, you know what I mean? And because that's, you know,
I'm Batman.
But on the real though, like, that's all you could bring anybody in to do, you know, to do videos on weed or to do videos on anything. The hardest thing to like recreate in any kind of project that you do is, you know, just
the bond, the fucking, you know, the
camaraderie,
the
and
camaraderie,
all that,
yeah,
you know?
Like the fucking energy we brought was like authentic. And.
And the fact that, like, I could be real with you, I could, like, give you shit, you know what I mean? Like, there's not too many other people in my life that I know well enough, you know, to, like, really be able to, like, call them on their bullshit or just right. to, like, fuck around with them in general, you know what I mean? To, like, know that they're going to have a good sense of humor and shit.
You know the buttons, you know, like, yeah. You know exactly how to fuck with me without totally fucking with me, you know, pissing me off.
And, like, how to motivate each other and, like, all that shit. Like, we've known each other our whole lives, so we had that advantage, you know what I mean? And I think that's, like, if I look back and I have to point to, like, one thing that, like, really made the CCC work, I would say it was that.
Totally.
And then, obviously, like, we brought in other people that we were friends with and tried to bring just new people that we met to try to bring, like, different perspectives to the right. show, you know what I mean? So it wasn't just always us two, you know what I mean? Like, when I look back at it, like, I'm proud of what we did for just being like two naive
Fuck
young
yeah.
kids at that age, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I wish it was easier to monetize, you know, because like we struggle with that, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it wasn't as easy as like it looked probably to everybody, you know what I'm saying? And like, that's not an excuse by any means, but like, you know, how many of our videos would you say got fucking unmonetized due to...
Oh, 95%. Yeah. Well, what would happen a lot of times is some videos would be... They wouldn't get flagged for the first couple of days, so you'd get ad revenue for like a day or two, and then it would stop. But it's important to note that like that was never the reason that we started the podcast.
No. Like, of course it wasn't, but like we did dump a lot of money into it.
I think people would see what we were doing on the show and they would see us with the new glass all the time and stuff.
Right.
And think that, oh, these guys are, you know, YouTube stars. Because that was right at the time where you just started seeing like the very first, you know, YouTube stars, people being able to make real money off of, you know,
yeah,
Google AdSense.
Like, bro, yeah, I mean, trust me, I'm not saying we got in it for the money, bro. That was evident that we didn't, right? But, like, a YouTube channel like ours back then, getting that amount of views, if we were getting paid for every fucking ad they put on there, or every view, sorry, you know,
Like, if we were getting paid like a non-weed related channel, we would have been making plenty of money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, we weren't, so it was very hard to keep the show afloat, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I was getting to, like, I don't think people realized that, like, all that glass that they saw on the show was, like, we bought, saved up and went in on a piece that was $300, and then we would review that on the show, and then a week later, we would flip it for $350 and put $50 of more of our own money in and buy a piece that was $400. This was back in like the Borough Market days, before anybody was selling glass on IG or Facebook or
I got online retailers. I got my SG Stem to 8 Royal collab on there.
But remember, we like built up to that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like we had
that was the $600 piece.
The 2010 BC. Remember the launch pad? We had names for all these things. Like, it was like, our enthusiasm back then was like so pure and authentic, you know what I mean? And that's what made it work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we had a really, really good run for 3 or 4 years there. We became like one of the top, you know, 2 or 3 biggest, YouTube, weed related channels at the time, just based on views and subscribers and all that. And like, we were having some success with it. And then right about that time, you transferred to Menlo to play football, right? Like on a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it was going to be way harder for us to find time to be able to do videos when we were both living up in Boulder Creek. We live a lot of things. Another thing that a lot of people don't know is that me and Dan grew up like 3 doors down the street from each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So like, it was easy. Like, you and me were just able to, you know,
just do whatever, whenever, you know,
yeah,
like
fit a recording session, like basically any time.
Right.
Like,
you were at my house like 5-6 nights a week. So we just got down, you know?
Yep.
Like,
and when you moved, that made it a little bit more difficult. A couple months later, I moved up to Oakland, which made it, you know, just as difficult. Cause I was busy. You were busy around that time. I also started working for Nuggetree, me, Toph, and Travis did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was good for a little while, but I think honestly that period of like, you know, that next year or so is probably what caused like the downfall of our YouTube channel and everything that we used to, or just, that's really what started kind of like us being less engaged with it and kind of our production falling.
I mean, obviously when I went to college, I lost, you know, I guess you could say I lost interest in it, you know, more so just because I was distracted by other things, you know what I'm saying? Like football and trying to get good grades and shit. Like, college was tough.
And no, like, yeah, I think I definitely respected you at the time for, like, getting through that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? As somebody who only got through a semester and a half of college myself, like, I was always telling you, bro, like, especially because you were on a scholarship, I was just saying, like, get it, bro.
Right. But it was tough decision, because I still do think to this day, like, what would have happened if, like, me and you would have just fucking just,
if we would have
just went for it, you
put
know what
all
I'm
of our eggs in that basket and just went for it 100%.
Because, like, you're right, it kind of did start to like fall apart as soon as like we parted ways. You know?
I mean, for me on a personal level, like, Toph is another dude that I've known since childhood, the three of us. So, like, me and him, that was the closest thing I could have to, like, what you and me had created on the CCC.
Right.
And that worked really good for a long time.
It did.
Like, me and Toph had a good thing going together on camera.
Right.
And we were roommates for a while, and we got along really good. So, that kind of helped it to be able to go a little bit longer than I think it would have otherwise.
Right.
But the main thing with the Nuggetree is, like, when, you know, as soon as it became a job and then we had kind of requirements for like what we had to do, you know, obviously, you know, Chubbs, it was paying us at the, it was the first time we were ever getting paid to do this. You know what I mean? It wasn't much, but it was something at the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
For, you know, 21, 22 year old, like, it was,
oh, I remember.
It was enough for us to get by at least. You
I
know
remember.
What I mean?
It was a good amount. It was a good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So me and Toph were able to get like a, you know, a decent little apartment in Oakland and everything over there by the lake, which is like, you know, we lived in Oakland and it wasn't hood. You know
right.
what I mean? So
yeah, kind of, I mean, it was still a little hood.
Yeah. But for Oakland, it wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
Not
and
bad.
It was, for me, it was like my first time like getting out on my own and like staying out on my own for sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess what I must have been like 20 at the time. And
yeah.
that was the last, like when I moved out there, that was the last time I ever lived with my parents or anything. You know what I mean? Which I had moved out, you know, for other times, you know, before that and ended up having to go back home. So, like, that was good. That aspect of it was awesome. Like, you and me had finally, like, branched out and left Boulder Creek and, like, kind of gotten out of, like, where we grew up.
Right. I was living in Redwood City. I used to come up to that apartment.
I mean, dude, we still, I went out to your spot out there. Yeah. Like, we, you know, I had a piece of shit car at the time that barely ran for nothing, you know what I mean? You had that Beamer that was great for a while, but, you know, that eventually thing took started a shit giving you problems. On me too,
yeah.
So,
life is a fucking bitch sometimes.
Yeah, man. But, you know, I'm just, like, looking back at the whole journey, and it's fucking crazy to think about.
It is. I mean, where are we even at right now? Right now, we're about 2013, because I graduated college in 2013, so we're like 2012, 13-ish.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
But yeah, I mean, you know, going to college, honestly, those were some of my best years, you know, so I can't really regret that. But, like, I do think about, like, where would the CCC have been if, like, I wouldn't have, if I wouldn't have left, you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
and
dude,
I'm not saying I was, like, the core to it by any means, but it was, like, the team, you know what I'm saying? It was the duo. And, like, Toaf and Maguito were great, you know? People loved them. I'm not dogging them, but, like, I think if we were to stay together as a team, it would have went a lot farther, you know?
I mean, if we just would have stuck with it, really, is the thing. Like, nothing ever happened other than we stopped doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because...
But to be honest, like, I never wanted to do it if... Like, the only reason we started doing it in the first place is because we were passionate about it and we were into it. As soon as that passion went away, there was no point in us doing it and trying to fake the funk at that point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, when I graduated, we moved into that house, like, in the Los Gatos Hills together, right? And we started doing the videos again. We were getting... pretty good love, like 100,000 views.
But it wasn't the same as it was for it was, us. You know was, what I mean?
Yeah, it looked like we were getting forced to do the videos. Like,
yeah,
we were looking down. We were monotone. Like, you know, we didn't look happy like we did in.
And that's because honestly,
Generation like, One videos.
Man. I was burnt out. You know what I mean? Like, I went for, like, dude, we made 300 plus videos on YouTube ourselves that we made just out of joy that we had so much fun making.
And then you were doing, what, 30 a month for Chubbs?
Yeah, so I did that for, I don't know how long, a year and a half or something. And
burnt.
You know, I ended up
burnt.
Just making probably double the amount of videos there that we made for, yeah, it just got burnt out, man. And at some point, you know, we moved on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And... You know, we definitely get nostalgic every now and then. Like, we go back and we watch them. The one cool thing I'll say, bro, is that I'm really glad we did it.
Tell me.
Is, like, we can go, like, think about how many hours of footage we have of ourselves when we were, like, 19. When we were, like, 21. When we were 23.
Yeah.
When we were 25.
Every 2 years, like I was saying.
Like, we're going to be able, as long as the internet doesn't go anywhere, like, we'll be able to...
We look
back at these when we're 50 years old and, like, go back and watch hours of, like, our, like, formative years of when we were growing into, like, the people that we would become. You know?
We have a YouTube timeline.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Man. Not a lot of people have that they can, like, go back and reference, especially not from, like, this point in their life. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more YouTubers out there now. There's a lot more people recording themselves in one way.
Oh my
or
god, the competition's thick, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying though, think about like our parents. Like for my mom to be able to go back right now in her life and she could get on YouTube and watch a video of herself talking for this long when she was 18. Dude, I would be interested as fuck to watch that. Imagine it'd be like going back in time and like meeting your parents when they were your age.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, imagine
it is
if
gonna
you have
be
kids
weird,
and you show them this shit when they're fucking 21.
Like if we make it to like 80 years old and we watch like the first CCC video.
Yeah, bro. I trip out right now even watching old shit.
Yeah, we look hella young. Like our mannerisms and shit are all different too.
Yeah.
Like
it's weird. It's literally like getting in a time machine.
It's a fucking trip for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just like, I keep looking around like I'm stoked we're fucking doing this finally.
Here we are.
We've been talking about this for so long.
Here we are. Just
kept finding reasons to bullshit ourselves into why we couldn't do it at that time, you know?
Hey, man, we got a pretty dope setup.
I'm glad everything's working right now. Obviously, we're going to have some kinks that we still got to figure out, but...
Ah, fuck the kinks.
I mean, as long as the sound is decent enough, as long as we can get the cameras to work,
Yeah. Know? Yeah, yeah, for sure.
We, you know, we thought about doing, I mean, a lot of podcasts, I think about probably half of the podcasts out there are mostly just video. Audio. Mostly audio. You know, there's obviously a lot of podcasts that have a video component too. We kind of figured the video was sort of important for us based on what we had done before, you know what I mean? Yeah. And the fact that we were still going to upload these on the channel and everything, like...
I personally, when I watch all Joe Rogan shit, if I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I rather have a visual go along with it, but that's just me.
Yeah, I'm
not saying that's the way it should be. I'm glad that we're doing, like, the video format, you know?
It's definitely going to be a little bit more work. We're going to have to figure out the editing and all that. This is the first time, even with the old show, we never did multi-cam. Like, everything we did with the old show was just
single
cam, but with a ton of edits and overlays and stuff like that. But yeah, it was all done with one camera. This is the first time we've ever done anything multi-camera. Like, it's the first time I've ever talked into a mic, you know what I mean? Just sitting here talking, it takes a little bit of getting used to. It's kind of
like
true.
A broadcaster.
Yeah.
And he takes off for third. Slides in safe.
Oh, man. I think these fucking mics actually said for broadcasting on the thing. So
these are badass. These are the Shure SM7Bs. I mean, this is the shit. This is what you want, right?
I'm pretty happy with the sound so far.
Yeah, I mean.
We'll see what it sounds like once we get it fully edited, but I'm happy with how it sounds in the headphones at least.
Yeah, it sounds crispy. These cameras are the shit, you know? I mean...
We got the TV hooked up to the computer. I still want to figure out how to run a direct line so that the viewers can see exactly what we're seeing if we're watching something on the screen. They don't have to see our view of us watching it. But bare minimum, I feel like this is definitely an upgrade from the production as far as what went into it with our old videos.
Our old videos were, bare bones, just one camera, no audio. It was just like, the onboard microphone was, you know, that's what we had, and that's what
we feel like we made the best with it, though.
Yeah, I mean, this setup is fucking dope.
I'm into it, man.
Shit's tight, bro.
We're hyped. You know, I hope everybody else is hyped.
You got a ukulele that you got to fucking learn.
Yeah.
I got to get my goddamn guitar over here.
I've been wanting to fucking learn an instrument forever. I couldn't decide on something.
We got to have a segment where I just fucking jam and you freestyle sing.
Yeah, you taught yourself guitar, what,
I taught myself on YouTube. I probably started in 2014, and I can play, like, pretty damn good now.
Yeah, I was surprised last time I heard you play. I was like, damn, that's way, because I hadn't heard you play in, like, a couple years. And I remember when you were learning way back at the Los Gatos house,
I remember
you would get frustrated as hell with it all the time.
It's tough, bro. It really is. It's a test of your, like, patience and drive, you know? Like, yeah.
You like it now, though?
Fuck
yeah. It's,
like,
therapeutic for you?
Fuck yeah. Playing the guitar is dope, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what most people that I talk to that play an instrument, especially people that have, like, been doing it a long time, they just say it's, like, it's therapeutic.
You get lost. Like, you could do it for 45 minutes and be like, oh, shit, like, I need to put this thing down, you know?
Yeah.
Like, your fingers start to hurt. That's the hardest part, is, like, getting the calluses on your fingers. It's like, you know, you can only push down for so long until they start to fucking hurt.
Yeah. I gotta fucking grow my nails out. I was trying to play that thing yesterday. I'm like, man, I need fucking nails for this.
You need nails on your strum hand, at least.
I'm a nail biter. I gotta work on that shit.
Or a pick. I don't know, though. I don't know if you use a pick with a ukulele.
I don't know. Time to start watching some fucking YouTube videos.
There you go. You can learn anything on YouTube, I swear.
Fucking nuts, man. You can literally fucking watch anything you want. You can literally get on here and watch rockets fucking launch into space, and then you could watch fucking a cat eating a fucking bird.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Like.
Yep. You could watch anything, bro. Anything you want. Even weed videos.
Yeah. We'll probably do that every now and then. Throw up some clips, some cool shit that we see.
Hey, I got one for you.
What do you got?
So, I'm high as fuck. Earlier, I thought of a little segment.
Oh, I thought you had a clip for me. What do you got?
Oh, nope, no clip. I got a possible segment for the show.
What? Hit me.
All right. So, I'm thinking that we do a little game called Pussy or Ass.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
You do? They're both pretty cool. So, the way it would go, it's like throughout the week, you would think of... Hey, be quiet over there.
Carb cap down.
Be quiet over there. So, throughout the week, right, you're thinking of the best combos you can get me with.
Combos? Is this like an either or thing?
Yes. Sorry. I'm not explaining it very well. Here, let's just give it a go.
I thought I was high.
That's the best way to do it, right? Give it a go.
Yeah.
Would you rather lick Rosie O'Donnell's pussy?
Oh, that's rough.
Or Oprah Winfrey's ass? Bum, bum, bum.
Oprah's ass.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
That's a tough one.
You know Oprah's got a clean ass. I don't trust Rosie as far as I can throw her, and that's not far.
You can't trust Rosie. You can't throw her far at all. You couldn't throw either of them far.
No. But I trust that Oprah's got that shit.
Oprah's got her shit on point. Mm-hmm. She is a rich bitch.
Hell yeah.
She's rich as fuck.
What if Oprah runs for president?
I'm voting for her.
I could see it, dude. What if the next ticket's like Oprah with VP Dr. Phil?
Shane called it. Shane O'Mac called it first. Oprah for president. I want to see that shit.
I think most people would take that as opposed to our current situation.
What the fuck is our current situation, by the way?
I don't know, man. We're living in a fucking video game. We're living in a fucking B movie.
As I forget who said it, but we got a flaming hot Cheeto for president.
I was like on a new special or something, I think. So, let's see. What I guess the format, like we were saying, the format's going to be loose, but we do have a couple ideas for what we want to do. We'll probably have a few like individual segments that we're going to do.
Pussy
stuff
or
like
ass.
That. Yeah. Probably have, two or three of those that we'll do maybe towards the end of the show. Another thing that we're going to do is what I've been doing is just jotting down random thoughts that I get into my phone.
Oh,
just
yeah.
If you see something that makes you think like, what the fuck, why the fuck, how the fuck, write it in your phone.
And we're not going to hold them back. Like if you write that shit in your phone, you got to say it.
Yeah. You got to be real about it too.
Cause we some real ones in this motherfucker.
So we're going to do that. I think that'll probably be most of the discussion in the show is just going to be it's just going to be rapid fire, us going back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of honestly, I always write shit down anyways because, I'll bring it up later in a song or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you told me we should do a podcast, I was like, yeah, dude, let's just fucking, write ideas down on our phone.
Because you write down concepts for songs and shit already,
I already think of hella weird-ass shit because I get hella fucking high. Like, let's do it right now. I actually wrote one down the other
day. People don't want to admit that we all fucking think weird thoughts in our head.
Here's one I wrote the other day. And this shit fucking happens to me, bro. It's weird. Do you ever get too high? Like completely forgetting where you're driving or walking or where you're at? Do you? Does that happen to you?
Driving.
Yeah.
If I'm not on a long trip, not on a short trip, if it's one of those intermediate trips and I get caught off just daydreaming thinking about something else.
Yeah, and then you come back and you're like, where am I?
Or if I have the sound down on my phone and I'm following the GPS and I'm going a route that I normally go a long time, like if I'm taking the 880 on the way home, but I'm not going home, I'll just stop following the GPS and just act like I'm fucking going home. And then I get off on the exit. I'm like, what am I doing?
Bro, it happened to me the other day, man. I was like, I like write songs when I'm driving a lot and shit. Like,
That's not good.
I'm a weird, I like type them into my phone and shit, like completely looking at the road.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't know. I was just not paying attention really. And then I just look up and I'm like, where the fuck am I, dude? I was like, I had no idea where I was going. I had to really think. I was like, oh yeah, fuck, I'm going to here. I went way past it,
Yeah.
I'd be on autopilot a lot, man. It's crazy.
Shit happens to me.
The fuck you doing over there?
I'm trying to fucking plug this shit in because I got to read them off my notes, but I got 1% on my... All right, now we're good.
You're fucking losing it over there.
We're ready to roll. You see, I gotta be prepared. That's one thing. We're gonna have to have a checklist for preparedness. Shit that we got. Is your ringer off?
It sure is.
Wow, I'm surprised. Yeah, but
I got my shit together over here, Shano.
Gotta make sure that we got our fucking clips loaded up if we're gonna show shit. You know, this is a new thing for us. There's gonna be a little learning curve. Gotta make sure I got fucking got my questions ready to go.
All right, what you got?
All right, this is All right, so you know that Voyager probe that just left the solar system?
Mm-mm. Okay, no idea.
So I don't know what fucking year this shit was launched. I want to say like sometime in the 60s or something. We launched a probe, and I forget what its initial mission was. It was like designed to go a certain distance and get some kind of information.
Some alien shit.
It was just like we just sent out a probe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it ended up lasting way, like it's still going right now. It ended up lasting way longer than it was built to go for, and it ended up capturing way more shit. Like we got a whole bunch of crazy shit when it went by Jupiter, and like I'm pretty sure it was that one that went by Jupiter. But anyway, this particular one, the Voyager, just became the first man-made item to leave our solar system. So it's like completely out there past fucking Pluto and shit. Like it's gone. It's on its way to wherever the fuck it's going next, right?
See you fucking later.
Which is fucking nuts, dude. And like this thing had fucking it had like a disc on it and shit. Like it had a few things. It had like I think it was gold or some kind of metal that is gonna like withstand the elements of space. It had like a picture of a human on it. It had like a map to where like Earth was.
And it said "see you fucking later" on it, right?
No. It fucking had a disc on it that had sounds, right? Like sounds that could be played on like some kind of fucking gold record or some shit. It had like Beethoven symphonies, just regular sounds of like Earth, like fucking wind and water and babies crying and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Dude, okay, so my question is, I guess I got two questions for you on this one.
Hit me.
If we encounter alien life...
Ooh.
If and when we do, it's probably just going to be like a robot / avatar of that life. Like, think about it. Why would we send humans into space if we can just send a robot and we can have some dude hop in a box that's like a video game set up with like VR and shit, and whatever he does, that robot does. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for
especially
sure.
Especially for space travel, like, you know, you're not going to be able to get organic matter as far as we know right now. That's going to be the toughest thing about... Yeah, the galaxy is obviously, or the fucking universe is so fucking so incomprehensibly huge that obviously there's plenty of life out there. You know what I mean? Unless you have that big of an ego to think that like humans are that special and we're really it. You know what I mean? But
so you're saying they're gonna send robots in space rather than humans? So.
I'm just saying if and when we ever do encounter some kind of other intelligence, it's probably not gonna be. Like biological
matter.
It's
like the other motherfuckers out there are sending a robot of themselves.
Yeah, like what do we send into space? We don't send astronauts robots. On missions anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got rovers on Mars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we send drones.
Yeah, so.
So they're going to be sending drones. That's what you're saying.
Exactly like the same way we don't send humans to war anymore. We send drones. As controversial as that might be, like
so
that's
when
the future.
We're never going to encounter aliens is what you're saying.
I'm saying if
Fuck.
I'm not saying we never will. Maybe we already have. I'm just saying if we do, like people who think that it's going to be this fucking alien with teeth and a big fucking organic body. Like, that's not what it's going to be. It's going to be something that we probably can't even comprehend.
Way to rain on my parade. You want to hear something crazy?
No, and... Nope, you didn't let me get to part two.
No, I think...
Part two of that question.
My mom told me I was an alien.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. What was up with that?
What do you think about that?
You tell me. Your fucking mom said it.
I don't know. I was like, wow.
I love you, Sandy, but... That scared me a little bit.
That's news to me. That's what I said. Now we're on to something. I'm an alien. All right. Anyways, all
right,
go.
So that gold disc, right, that had all the music and shit on it. They put like some fucking rock hits or some shit. You know, like what they probably put some Elvis on there. I know they put some Beethoven symphonies. Who knows who picked the music and what they picked. But if they had never sent that out and they sent one out now, today in 2018. What's going on that disc? Who you putting on that album? Who not who you putting, but who would they put on that album? Like, is Migos going on that shit?
Danny Flavors. No, yeah, it's probably going to be like, hoobida hoobida hubbida hoobida.
It's definitely
Motley Percocet, Motley Motley Percocet.
Like, obviously, I would hope that they would put, like, real music on there, like, stuff that's actually significant to the history of music as a whole, but depending on who got the job to do that.
Yeah, it's whoever got the job, man.
It might just be the 2015 to 2018 club banger fucking playlist.
Yeah, if it's a 20-year-old that gets the job, there's some fucked up shit. There's like, they're going to put Bloody Shoes on that shit.
Like, dude, yeah, if they send Beethoven up there. Bloody Shoes. If they send Beethoven up there, or they send some fucking Skinnerd up there or some shit, the aliens would be like, all right, I'll fuck with these humans. If they send Cardi B up there, they're just going to fucking laser us, bro. It's over.
I turned Offset on.
You know what I mean? Like, what?
I hate that. Bitch, she is annoying.
What song would you send up there if you had to find one song that best represents humans in a good light, like the best piece of music from the last 5 years? Okay, maybe you're sending
Stairway
up,
to Heaven.
That's what?
Or whatever the fuck it's called.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, what's it called?
I'm talking about the last 5 years. Oh, something fuck that's made.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, there's last plenty 5 years? Of good music made in the fucking 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s.
I thought you were just asking me one song.
Like, no, okay. Say they send them fucking 100 songs, and one of those songs is like, say they send them a hip hop song from every decade. 2010 to now, or 2015 to now.
Oh, man.
What would they send?
I don't know.
And what would they think about the evolution of our species?
They'd be like, their language is changing. They're getting rid of all the vowels. They're getting rid of all the nouns. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I would put on there. Probably some J. Cole.
Shit.
Because J. Cole's the fucking shit. I'm really afraid that he's fucking done with music because he's so fucking fed up with where it's going.
Is that what he's saying?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think he's saying much. But, like, I think that's kind of what, like, people are starting to assume, you know? Like, it's obvious that, like, it's definitely known that he thinks that the fucking, the hip-hop scene is a joke.
Yeah, so do I.
But he's so talented, bro. And, like, J. Cole, you better get back out there and you better make another album for us, man.
I'm just going to go ahead and warn the viewers out there. There's certain things, certain topics. I tend to be kind of an old man, get off my lawn type. You know what I mean? Dan, you know. You
Shane,
know me better
Shane's
than
an old, stubborn-ass motherfucking man.
I'm kind of an old soul. You know what I mean? I like
yeah.
I like things simple. I like repetition. I like what I like. You know what I mean?
And yeah, he's stuck in
I'm
his,
stuck in
you're
the
stuck
90s
in your ways, bro. Which is not a bad thing. You know what you
I
like.
I cannot get down with any of this mumble auto-tune rap shit, man. Like, as much as I love hip-hop, as much as I love rap, as much as I love listening to music, right, as much as I try not to be a fucking hater, I just can't do it, man.
Here's my take on it. Honestly, I like some of it, but you still have to be a good singer to use it. I don't like it when it's just these rappers and then they throw some auto-tune on just like a regular verse that you would never throw yeah. auto-tune on, and then it like cuts it off and distorts it and makes you can't even understand it.
No, yeah. Like T-Pain, dude?
T-Pain fucking killed it.
Fuck yeah.
And like honestly, I use some pitch correction in my hooks and shit. You know what I mean? Like I like the way that sounds when you actually sing and you like hit the notes you're supposed to hit. But like, yeah, all this
auto-tune
like,
definitely has a use. It definitely has a place. It was made to serve a purpose, which it does really well if it's used well. But people just take it and fucking, you know, it's like it's too much, man. It, like, yeah. It's not.
We're listening to a bunch of robots at the end of the day, you know, like.
And just it's the direction that it's going. It's like every year it just becomes like more and more. Like the thing about my biggest issue with it is not so much the sound. It's more just like
no substance.
There's nothing to the music now. Like especially hip hop. Like they're not rapping about anything. everything is just like
pills and fucking
Molly, Percocet, Gucci, fucking. Right. And I just like, I can't relate to any of that shit, man.
Right.
Like, especially like where I'm at in my life now. Like, I just, especially like all the fucking, all the just throwing money and the fucking designer shit,
yeah,
and the fucking $20,000 backpacks and the chains. Like, dude, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, money's nice, but yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
No, like, but I mean, the people that are just so fucking flashy about it and just in your face on it, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't, like, I feel like just the concept of like being a humble person is just going like out the window. Like, yeah, nobody values that anymore.
Kendrick, be humble. Be humble. Kendrick's all right. Kendrick's good.
Yeah.
Kendrick is a very talented
artist. I'm not at all kind of trying to say that, you know, I'm not saying that there's not talented rappers out there and that there's not great music being made, because there obviously is. There's more good music being made maybe right now than ever, just because so many more people have access to making music. Yeah,
dude, it's crazy though. You know how many songs were made last year? Like
some crazy shit,
7.5
right?
5 million or some shit like that. Fuck. Like, I don't even, don't quote me on that shit. Like, honestly, we didn't like we did no preparation for tonight's show. We're just kind of like getting, I'm super high. I don't know about you.
Yeah, you sound like you're worried you might have got that wrong.
A lot of fucking songs were made in 2017,
whatever it is,
bro.
We know that more people are making music right now than ever before. Yeah. So I'm not saying that, obviously there's a ton of great music being made, a lot of great underground shit. I'm just talking about like what the masses are gravitating towards now.
Right.
Like what the mainstream is playing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
it's crazy. All these kids are going to be popping Molly and Percocet. Which, you know, we weren't the smartest kids. Let's just put it at that.
All these rappers just show pictures of fucking, you know, lean and fucking pills, and then they get in these interviews and they say, "Yeah, don't do that shit." And it's like, but okay, and then they say, "But oh, I can't help it. I'm it's not cool. Don't do it because I do it." But then they take pictures holding up fucking lean bottles like, what's up,
I know,
like in bathtubs with fucking lean and shit.
Yeah,
it's, I don't get it, man. It's like
they're doing it, bro. They're just saying they're not doing it in the media so that they can, you know.
No, they say they're doing it. They're telling you not to do it because it's not cool and that they can't help it, which is I think is kind of bullshit, but okay, I could handle that, right?
Right.
But then they turn around and do the exact opposite, which just contradicts everything they say, which is they tell kids it's not cool, and then they take pictures of it like this. Like, if it's not, if I'm doing something that I'm ashamed of that's not cool, I'm not going to be taking pictures of it every 5 seconds.
Me either.
Posting it on social media. I just think the internet is great for a lot of things, man, but I think there's certain aspects where having some unintended consequences on our culture.
The internet is going to be the downfall of human society.
Just technology in general.
Just Skynet,
bro.
I mean, internet is technology now, right? I mean, what is that? Skynet shit? Isn't that like what Elon Musk is doing?
No, well, yeah.
Somebody?
No, that's fucking from Terminator. Just the but no, but the concept is real, and that's a real thing that we're going to have to worry about in the future. Is just
Elon Musk is a fucking
AI
G
in general, and just the way, yeah. But back to the rap thing. I actually had one written down here.
Oh, where? So, I totally forgot where we were even.
No, at. I have it written down. I just thought about it because we brought that up, and I just wrote it down a couple days ago. So, all right. Give me your top five rappers. Two separate lists. Two top fives. Top five greatest rappers of all time.
All time.
In terms of their careers, what they accomplished, what they meant for hip hop, their catalog, their quality of music that they made. Just,
okay,
you know, it's, I got based. You. Think of it like Hall of
credentials.
Fame. Think about it like Hall. Whether or not like the best guys in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Randy Moss just got in. People were saying like, you know, people were saying, oh, he shouldn't have been first ballot. Oh, he should, you know.
Right.
They're, you know, think about it like that. Like just based on what they accomplished.
I get it.
Your top five. And then
I get
second
it.
List is top five personal favorite.
All right. Well, The greatest rapper of all time. Number one. That's always so controversial, right?
Hell yeah.
But given the era that I grew up in and what we were bumping in our early childhood, I'd have to go Tupac. Tupac, number one. Then number two, I'd have to go Eminem. Number three, probably Nas. Number four, J. Cole. And to round it out, I would probably have to go with Jay-Z.
Wow. Yeah, my list is pretty much the same. Like, that was your top five greatest of all time, right?
All time.
Okay, so I got, at one, I got Tupac. At two, I got Nas. So you had, who was your two? You had some,
we had the Tupac same, and then Eminem.
Eminem. Okay, so you had Eminem at two, Nas at three. I got Eminem, or I got Nas at two, Eminem at three. Four, I got Biggie. And five, I got J. Cole.
Damn, nice. Honestly, I definitely think Biggie's better than JC. I'm just high as fuck. So I'm sorry, Jigga Man.
Yeah, I actually sat down and wrote my list out for a minute. But
Jigga's
off top.
He's out.
Yeah, I wrote down some honorable mentions too, because this was like hard for me to figure
it's
out.
It's so, like, dude, that's so
I
hard.
I got Too Short, Big L, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z,
Mac Dre,
Twista,
Mac Dre, fucking
probably, Outkast.
Yeah.
Okay, what about top five personal favorite?
That's what I was just going to say. Mac Dre is probably in that, not like the top, not based on credentials, but like, I'll go bottom to, I think Mac Dre is number five on that list. Because of the lifestyle that he, you know, it definitely wasn't the smartest lifestyle, but he was fucking
short
dope.
Short career too.
He was dope.
That you know what I'm saying? Mac Dre holds a special place in my heart, just because
that
represents, like, as dumb as it sounds now, to stay as fucking two white boys from Boulder Creek, like, that represents like a year or two period of my life that I have a lot of
really
good
memories.
Yeah,
hey, if we're gonna keep it real, we can't hide no bullshit. Like, dude, we grew up in the hyphy movement.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We were some white boys, but we're doing some dumb shit. Let's just put it at that. And
yeah.
Like, you know, we lived that lifestyle for a little bit, and we bumped Mac Dre, and that shit was fun. And, like, honestly, I wouldn't ever take it back.
Yeah, I just have a lot of good memories from that time. So I just think that, yeah.
Mac Dre
will always, like, yeah.
So Mac Dre would be number five on that list for me of, like, personal favorites. Whew, number four. I mean, man, it's so hard for me to just, like, think of on the spot. There's a few guys I'm fucking with right now that you probably hate.
Some mumble rappers?
Not, yeah. I think they're the best ones, though. Like, right now, I'm fucking with Young Thug.
Okay.
Like, his new mixtape, fucking fire. And, like, the singles he's been putting out are fire. And, like, I just think his production sounds hella good. I really do. Like, he actually doesn't even really use too much, like, pitch correct and shit. It's like, that's actually his voice from what I can hear. But, yeah, I fuck with Young Thug. I'd probably put him at, like, four right now. Number three. I like Kendrick. I like his new album. Obviously, I think it was number one.
Yeah, I fuck with Kendrick.
I think his album hit number one for a minute or whatever. Or it might have even been the number one album of last year, but I'm not sure. So I fuck with Kendrick. And number three. Number two. Let's see. Who else is hot right now, man?
Quavo.
I fuck with some of Quavo's stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about three. I'm just talking about, you said who's hot right now.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, Quavo's hot. I mean, you know, I just think the Migos, like, they got a little played out. I'm not going to lie. I like their shit when it first came out, but they, like, dude, they went platinum. They got so much fucking radio play. It's like, all right, you know, like, I get it.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at earlier, is like the biggest thing I see with the music industry right now is like there's a lot of players in the game, but there's not a lot of with longevity. There's not a lot of people that make it and stay
right.
And keep pushing and keep getting better. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's a lot of people that have a 1 year to 2 year, maybe a 3 year run, and
oh,
then
dude.
Like you never hear from them again. Dude, look at all the guys that are playing in the fucking celebrity all-star basketball game for the NBA this year.
Yeah.
The all-star break. It's like Trinidad James.
All the washed-up motherfuckers.
A whole bunch of rappers that you haven't heard shit from in like fucking 5
They're
years.
Like, I'll play.
All one-hit wonders. It's
I'll
so
play,
funny.
Motherfucker.
I mean, there's a couple dudes on there, but like for the most part, it's like
just
a whole bunch of one-hit wonder rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
But I just thought, like, number one for me right now that I've been fucking with, like, tough, Russ.
Yeah.
I like Russ. Like, we're going to see him in Barcelona.
Russ is talented,
like,
for sure.
Russ makes good music.
Yeah.
Your fucking ringer's not off.
No, yours is not off. I ain't got no damn ringer on my phone.
Oh, it's the computer, because my phone is linked to the computer.
What's it saying?
It's like my text showed up on there.
Oh, gotcha.
Russ would be like, yeah, I've been bumping his shit a lot lately. His last album was dope, but I'll tell you what, man, he's kind of cocky.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, I've seen a few interviews,
but
I mean, hey, bro,
hey, he made
that
it.
Dude
I'm not
made
hating,
what
so.
11 albums, and basically, you know, that guy was struggling. Even though he's still young and everything,
right?
He's put in a lot of work. I got respect for anybody that's like done something with very little success and stuck with it, and then finally breaks through.
Yeah, perseverance, man.
There's a lot of people that, you know, pick up rapping real quick or pick up any skill really quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? And or maybe it's not even necessarily a skill, but just get into a profession and there's a lot of hype behind them, and it's not necessarily based on like merit. It's not necessarily based on like, you know, actual achievement or like, you know, actually anything that they've done.
Right.
So when you see somebody who's like put in the work and struggled and had to like adapt and like get better and then they make it, I kind of get at that point why you're a little bit cocky, because it's like none
like,
of you people were fucking like, with me before.
Fuck you.
And now everybody wants to be my friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And no, everybody was telling me my shit was garbage before. And
right.
You know.
Exactly.
I think that attitude is always going to be relatable to people.
Right.
You know, because everybody feels like in one way or another, people have told them that their shit is not good enough, or that they're doing the wrong thing, or that they're in over their head.
They've been through
know?
The struggle, you know? It's tough. Yeah. It is, man. It's fucking tough. But,
All right.
Yeah, I think I did 5, 4, 3, and 1, but fuck 2. I'm too high. Let's move on.
I got to give you my list here.
Yeah, give me your list.
I got, I didn't order these in any particular order, but my top five, I got J. Cole, Big Crit. Those are like probably my top two favorite rappers that I listen to that, you know, came, you know, really popped up in the last like 5 or 10 years.
Right.
And then after that, it's like a lot of old school shit that I grew up on. So I got Nate Dogg, which I put an asterisk because not really a rapper, but
fucking sing like a
some
motherfucker,
of my
though.
Favorite hip hop music of all time. So I got J. Cole, Big Crit, Nate Dogg, Pimp C, DMX. That's like my top five, just favorite, like what I like to listen to, most unique. Fuck yeah.
DMX.
Honorable mentions, I got Eminem, Outkast, Big L, T.I., Tech N9ne, Mac Dre.
Nice.
If I had to, like, if you gave me, I don't know how many is that, what, 10? If you gave me like 10 rap artists and not all I could have is like one album from each and you sent me to an island for the rest of my life, that's probably what I'd take.
Dope.
Not if it was all music, but if it was just rap.
Right, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I fuck with a lot of other genres, bro.
Yeah. Especially
I love music of almost any kind.
As I get older too, I feel like I'm more interested in other types of music too.
Right.
Like I still always have that love for hip hop, but like
yeah, I mean, I fucking love music, dude. Like, there's just something about it. Like, I'm an auditorial person, if that's even a word. You know what I'm saying? Like,
auditory, I think.
I'm a fucking ear person. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
Like, just having headphones on, you know, gives me comfort.
This might sound corny, but in the last few years of my life, I've gained a huge respect for like really good female singers.
Fuck
like,
yeah,
a
dude.
Woman with like crazy vocals.
Sexy.
Like, you cannot match that. I'm talking about like chicks like that can hit just the crazy notes too. Like the Adele types.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The fucking...
I fucking love Adele. She's badass.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Like that to me is way more impressive than like what we're seeing now. Like,
yeah.
What's popping.
Adele
know?
Is a bad motherfucker, man. I fuck with that. Yeah, you want to I got a great one. Great segue. Ready?
Let's see what you got.
Would you rather be a man and have a small dick or a woman with an ugly and stinky pussy? Go. Small dick, stinky pussy. Ugly, good looking, small dick. Good looking, small dick. Ugly, stinky pussy.
The stinky pussy thing bothers me, dude. Because if a girl has a stinky pussy, she usually doesn't know. So you're then you're just like walking around offending everybody with your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
So you're going with a good looking guy, small dick.
Yeah, probably. People would still want to fuck you. Or, I can't do the small pussy, dude. I mean, I can't do the stinky pussy.
Small pussy?
That's fine.
All right, so.
No problem.
Yeah, you're going good-looking guy.
Okay, no, I'll take the fucking. Okay, if it's, I'll take the ugly stinky pussy because.
Really?
Yeah, because I'll do something about the stinkiness, exactly. And then I can handle it.
Thank you.
And then I don't give a fuck. Like having a really small dick would suck. You know, like you got to give me more parameters too. Like, are you talking micro penis? Are you talking like just a little 5-incher? Are you talking about like...
I'm talking like this.
The lighter? Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll take the pussy.
Like this.
I'll take the pussy.
Yeah, I'll take the pussy. I'll fucking...
Plus, if I'm a girl...
I'll foof it up a little bit. I'll fucking...
If I'm a girl and I'm straight, people are just going to want to fuck me.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll have no problem finding someone who, you know...
Somebody's going to fuck me. But if you got a small dick, it's going to be hard to find people that want to fuck you more than once.
Dude, you remember when we watched those fucking YouTube videos about the interviews of the dudes with micro penises? And they were just like, they all basically just said they eat pussy as long as possible.
Yeah, I just try and make her come any way possible.
I just say I figure out other things.
Before I fuck her because my dick doesn't work. Yeah.
But then you see, yeah, I think there was that one video that we saw. I think there was, two dudes that like had... wives from like long lasting relationships, and they're like, oh, I love it, like it's
you're lying. You are lying.
But they probably eat so much pussy that I bet they're pretty good at it.
That's
definitely
not,
it's like what can you even compare that to? It's like,
I don't know,
it's like wanting, if it's like you, when you got that itch right in the middle of your back that you can't quite get,
right,
and you can almost reach it but not quite.
Yeah,
it's probably almost like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Which one would you take?
The stinky pussy.
Yeah.
And I would fucking clean that shit up.
I think that's probably the way to go.
I would eat some pineapple.
Does that work for girls too?
Fuck yeah, it does.
Damn.
Pineapple.
All right. Let's see.
I'm fucking high as a kite, and I'm getting a little hungry. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry too. Definitely have to get some food after this.
We hungry.
So, we're going to have, I'd say, like, the main topics of our show, if we had to sum it up, are probably going to be, like, what? Like, we might have to choose, like a genre or something for certain platforms that we put it up on, because things get rated
urban.
As far as podcasts and shit. Urban? Sound close? We're probably going to be, it's probably, if we had to say
pop culture.
Three main things, it's probably going to be, like... Weed related. It's not going to be all weed, but there will definitely be some weed related shit.
Weed, music,
sports.
And sports. Weed, music, and sports.
Weed, music, and sports.
That's what they can expect.
Yep, I think that's probably...
Right?
Probably makes sense.
I mean, that's what I love.
Okay, I got a sports one for you.
Here we go.
No one should buy a fucking team with the intention of turning a profit.
Okay, why?
It's just... fucked us. Okay, especially people that have a ton of money. Like, people that are, like, billionaire, shit ton, you know, just filthy rich billionaires that buy a team, and then they're worried about payroll and shit.
Okay.
Okay. Like, okay, for me, the reason I say it is because I'm a fan of the fucking A's. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't buy a team unless you're trying to win. Don't own a team unless you're trying to win, bro. Like, you can't...
Who's not... You don't think they're trying to win?
Fuck no, dude. I've been an A's fan my whole life. Of one team in sports, literally, their plan is just to get a young... They never sign anyone long-term. Like, they've had so many good players come through their organization.
Right.
Like, that's why I don't even watch or care or give a fuck about baseball anymore. Like, I love baseball when I was
A's
a little kid.
The A's have sucked. They
But dude, they've had good teams.
They have.
Like, they had back in the, what, the late 90s, early 2000s, like, they were really, really good, dude. They had, like, fucking Jason Giambi in his prime, Miguel Tejada, fucking three really, really good pitchers. Like, they won over 100 games multiple times, and then every year, it, like, the
they
year,
just dumped
a year
their
or
whole
two
roster.
Before, because they could never re-sign anybody. Yeah. A year or two before their contracts would be up, they'd trade them for prospects. Mm-hmm. He'd get three fucking minor league prospects. If they were lucky, one of them would be good. For a while, they did pretty good, and they made good trades, so they kept being able to replenish it. But that shit's just not sustainable, bro.
Yeah, well.
Like, it's just fucked up for the fans who support teams, like, their entire lives, and then the team sells to some fucking dickhead owner who comes in with the objective of making money on a sports franchise. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to buy the team who's been a fucking lifelong fan of that team. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I don't even know who the owner is, but I know we win in Frisco.
Yeah, not last year, bro.
No, I know.
But, like, I've...
10, 12, 14.
I'm an A's fan and a Warriors fan. So I have, like, my... And my two of my three favorite sports teams, I just have, like, a direct example of how the perfect way to do things and how not to do things.
No, yeah. I mean? The Warriors are fucking on point.
Yeah, and it's all because they got that new ownership group that came through, put the right people in place to make the right decisions, backed them up, you know what I mean, and made the right moves. And, like, dude, back in the day when we were watching Warriors games, like, they were, for the longest
time. They were trash.
For the first fucking 20 years of my life, they were the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah, they were trash.
You know what I mean? The only thing we could get excited about back then was, like, fucking Jay Rich dunks and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Watching Monte fucking drop
Jay
30
Rich.
And lose by 25.
Bringing up Jay Rich.
Yeah,
man.
Remember that motherfucker before he went to Orlando?
Yeah.
He was a beast, dude. I mean, you know.
Yo, these chairs are fucking legit.
Yeah, we got these fucking race car seats.
Yeah, these are dope.
These are fire. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this is not what I pictured we were going to get when we went in there. We went into Fry's because we had to get some other shit there. We're like, oh, I'm sure they'll have computer chairs here.
Yeah.
We walked out with fucking video game racing seats.
Badass motherfuckers.
These are comfortable, though. I thought my glasses were, like, hella foggy, but it's just the fog of this room right now.
Yeah, I mean, I smoke two joints in here. There's nowhere for it to escape. It's honestly pretty smoky in here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure out some kind of... You could probably get some kind of little filter to go in the closet there or something.
It's gonna make noise.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Noise.
To figure out what is this static. Once we get more shit up on the walls, it's probably going to help too.
Yeah, a little bit. It'll make it more dead.
Yeah. Right now, the walls are pretty bare in here. We got some stuff on the way to go up to kind of get our man cave going. But, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changes, some improvements. I'm sure we'll try some things that will work, some things that won't work. You know what I mean? I'm down to just keep an open mind and just keep, you know, keep pushing with this thing and see what it turns into.
Yeah, it'll be dope. I mean, we just gotta have fun doing it this time. You know what I'm saying? Which I am. Like, honestly, there's two things I'm focusing on right now, pretty much, like, hardcore, and that's fucking music and this, you know, that's what I'm fucking with right now. So I'm super stoked.
I think it makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this is, like, you know, this is of the one thing that we like doing is just kicking back and fucking shooting the
shit,
kicking, you know what I mean,
getting high. We're gonna be getting real high on this shit, so I hope y'all are ready for some awkward shit, whatever, you know. This is real. This is the Real Ones podcast. You know, we're gonna be fucking real.
Yep.
You know, we ain't gonna hide nothing. If we fuck up, we're not gonna go back and redo it. Like, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what people like about podcasting too, is it's just more of a feeling like you're there. Mm-hmm. You actually feel like you're a part of the conversation, a part of the experience, even though you're just kind of like a passenger for it. It's more the thing I didn't like about some of our old videos, and don't get me wrong, bro, like, I loved doing them for the longest time, but I think what we liked about the Wake and Bakes especially is that that was more this vibe where we were just kind of chilling. We were talking about personal experiences, the product reviews, and basically the difference is, like, we had videos where we were, you know, kicking it like this.
Right.
And then we had videos
where we were like,
where we were doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And we need to be those, like, the motherfuckers just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leaning back, being loose. And smoking perp on a fucking Sunday, eating ass, you know, all kinds of, all that shit, all the good shit.
What else you got for me?
Let's see here. What happened to one-hit wonders like Pretty Ricky and Kevin Little?
They're still everywhere. What the fuck? We just talked about that.
I know. yeah, but you remember Kevin Little?
Kevin Little.
Turn me on, turn me on.
That's the Kevin Little.
Let me jam you, girl, while I'm around me. You got me going crazy, yo. Turn me on, turn me on.
Yeah, I fucking remember that. You already know.
Fucking Kevin Little fucking rocked that shit. Pretty Ricky?
Pretty Ricky, Ricky,
Pretty Ricky, Ricky and the Mavericks.
Pretty Ricky was more than a one-hit wonder. They had a couple years. They had, I think, a couple.
Who were the Mavericks, though?
A couple albums and a couple songs. I have no fucking idea. It's like, who are the East Side Boys?
Who are they? Little John, who are the fucking East Side Boys? We need to get to the bottom of this right fucking now. Who are they and where did they go?
Like, why was it Little John the East Side Boys, but I never saw the East Side Boys in an interview? Nobody ever said. Never.
They got no fucking credit.
Did they even exist?
I don't know.
I want proof that the East Side Boys were a thing.
I'm kind of pissed. I think we should try and get a hold of Little John and see, get to the bottom of that.
Yeah. Little John, if you're watching. East Side Boys, if you're watching, you guys want to come on and tell the E-True Hollywood story.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Kings of Crunk. You guys were the Kings of Crunk, and you got, you know, you just got left in the dust, man. Let us know what happened.
Okay, here's one that might make you think a little bit. All right, so obviously people aren't having kids at anywhere near the rate that they were 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, right? It's people are having less and less kids kind of universally around the
world.
But
the population's growing.
Of course it is. Because there's still, because technology and medicine and everything is getting better. People are living longer and longer.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not maybe growing as fast as, it's definitely not growing as fast as it would be if we were having as many kids.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
So in Japan especially, people are not having very many kids at all anymore.
Japan.
Okay. So in Japan and other countries, they're, okay, adult diapers. Yeah. Outsell child diapers across the whole country.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
So basically what that means is that we're going to reach a point where the working class will be so small that there won't be enough productivity to support the retired class. So basically think about it like a pyramid, right?
Okay. Okay.
So you need it to be like the pyramid. It's a should be a right side up pyramid.
Right.
At the bottom, you got the workers and the producers
paying Social Security to support the fucks up the old fucks.
No, the old people paid into that shit their whole fucking life so that they could enjoy it when they get old. You know what I mean? But they're living older and older and older than their shit was designed to.
Right.
In some cases, you know what I mean. But the biggest thing is that like people aren't having as many kids anymore. And also, just a lot of people, you know, back in the day, like, everybody had to be employed. Like, if you either worked on the farm or you had a job somewhere, like, everyone did something. Nowadays, like, there's a lot more people that are unemployed.
Right.
So, basically, just what you end up with is, like, an upside-down triangle where you have, like, a very small working class trying to support a whole bunch of retired people that don't work or, like, people that are unemployed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. But we got like two problems because we got fucking population. Obviously, you can't fucking put too many people on this fucking thing. You know what I mean?
No, it only fits so much.
Yeah, I think
it's mostly water.
We're already way overpopulated. You know what I mean? But how do you reduce
it's not
that
even, it's not even that though, safely. You know when you're like in a plane and you're flying and you're like looking out and you're like, man, we could fit about a billion more houses down there, you know?
Yeah, but it's not about
it's
houses.
It's the resources.
You know? Yeah.
We're running low on the resources, man.
Exactly.
Like, water's going to be gold in, like, 10, 20 years. You watch. It's already, like, water's going to be, like, currency. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
It's crazy.
It's crazy to think about what the future could look like if we make it another 40, 50 years.
Yeah, who the fuck knows? That shit's crazy. Wild.
We're just a couple of fucking meathead dudes that really don't know shit, but we definitely, like, for the longest time, you and me, it just, like, have liked to get baked and just
think about what
the
if.
Weird shit, you know what I mean?
It's so possible, though, bro. You look at, like, where the world's going, like, all the trash in the ocean, and, like, you know, all the oil spills and this and that and global warming and fucking, you just, you know, it's not looking great, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the trash in the ocean thing is fucked up. You know, okay, is that thing true about the fucking trash floating around the planet? I've been hearing that lately.
Dude, I don't know. I'm not even going to speak on that. Like, we got to watch what we... I have no clue. I've heard of it. And I would probably venture to say that, you know, it's... I don't see... I could see it being true.
We could probably figure it out.
I could see it being true, for sure.
See, I could look it up right now. This because... Now I have to know. I'm like one of those people where as soon as... And that's what I love. Like, there's some things about the internet that's great, man.
Yeah.
You can just...
Instant gratification. Instant, like, you know... Shut the fuck up, you ho.
Yeah, this fucking TV, man.
When did TV start talking, dude?
They're getting too smart. I don't need them any smarter, man. Same thing with my car. They need to quit putting so much shit on fucking cars.
Slow it down.
The more shit that's on them, it's just the more shit that's going to break. And they're just going to... piss you off down the line. They're going to get more money out of you.
Like, think about it. All the seats now are electronic.
Everything is fucking electronic. What if one
fucking breaks, dude? You're stuck like this fucking... You can't do nothing about it.
How about your fucking car when the backup sensor got fucked up and every time you're backing up, it's beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Or not even when you're backing up, right? You'd be driving down the road doing 70 on the highway.
Well, no, it was only when it was in reverse.
Oh, really? But it would beep when there was nothing there.
Yeah, it would beep when there was nothing there.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Again, I feel like the old man. Get off my lawn. You know what I mean?
What the fuck I mean, that's just
up? I'm so big.
That's an old man fucking comment right there. All right, and we are back from that little intermission. Episode zero just wouldn't be the same without a little technical difficulty.
Yep.
We forgot that little computer cord thing.
Felt like a classic fucking CCC bullshit there.
Yeah, the thing that keeps the computer on. It's like a charger or some shit. Yeah, we forgot that, so.
Getting all the wrinkles ironed out. We'll have this shit all ready by episode one. Where the fuck were we?
We were just rambling on about, you know, the real shit that we write down during the week in our little iPhones here. I have no fucking clue, like, which one I was on or you were on. Don't know which one we ended on, but I believe we were doing that. So I guess I'll start by saying I think it's super funny how kids look up to adults like they know what the fuck they got. Like we know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we don't.
Do you remember the age when you realized, though?
Yeah.
That your parents don't know what the fuck they're doing?
Yeah. It was like 21.
And that no one else's parents realize what the fuck they're doing?
I was like, oh. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing because I don't. And I still, like, don't, you know? Like, you just fucking, like, oh, I guess I'll just go with the flow, you know? Like,
dude, my parents had me young, too. So, like, when I trip out and think about having a kid at, like, 20 or some shit, like, that blows my mind.
Yeah, bro.
I could have a kid that's like 8 years old.
Hey, my mom did it right. She had me when I was 38. Yeah. She had me when she was 38. Yeah.
It's good to have your own shit already figured out before you
bring
new shit into your life.
She did it right. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's so funny how like kids look up to adults like, oh, they got it figured out, man. And it's like to a certain extent, adults kind of fake it. Like, they got it figured out, too. You know, a lot of adults. But we don't.
No. I don't think most people... That's the whole goal, is to try to kind of somehow be able to figure it out by the time it's over, right?
Yeah, just by the time it's over.
Yeah. Like, no rush. I think you got a while to be able to fully figure it all out.
Totally.
I don't know if anybody ever does, either. All right, I got one for you. Okay. So, make the ideal species. So, like, I think the ideal species would take the best aspect of every single thing on Earth combined into one, right? Just so, that being said, what would it look like for you?
Angelina Jolie and Camila Cabello.
Okay, I want to hear that too, but that's... in a fucking creature, bro.
A creature. Okay.
Like something with chainsaws for hands that would just...
So you're telling me...
Chop that right in half.
You're telling me to create my own creature?
Like the ideal species. Like the... Like
right take, now... Take like, two right, species and combine them for...
Right now, humans are the fucking, right. We're the apex creature, right? Like, we dominate all the other creatures on the planet right now.
Right.
But if there was some, easily something, not easily, but some, I could easily conceive of something that could come along that could be way fucking better than us. Like, easily, if gorillas were half as smart as us, they would fuck our shit up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Or monkeys.
Okay.
Or any kind of primate. Or, like, but imagine if it was, like, a primate that, like, also had gills and could swim underwater and also could fly and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, what would that look like?
That would probably, I mean, obviously, I feel like humans would have a way bigger edge if we could, like, fly. You know what I'm saying?
Is, I think that's the one thing inherently that we're all born wanting to do.
Fuck
too,
yeah,
for some
I
want to
fly.
Like, dude, I'm afraid of heights, and still I want to fly.
I want to fly. If I was in control, and, like, I knew as long as I kept flapping my fucking wings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like flying, because if that engine decides to fucking overheat or something, it ain't going to be a good day.
And you have to completely surrender all control when you get on a plane, too. Yeah. Like, you aren't in charge of shit.
If I'm out there flapping my fucking wings, I'm like, all right, if I just keep flapping these bitches, I'm going to stay up here. Like, that's dope, you know?
I can't imagine anything sicker than being able to fucking fly. Just take off from...
I believe I can fly.
Plus, like, birds don't have to go off a runway, either. You know what I mean?
Like, they can just be like...
Planes got to fucking take off down that runway. It takes 15 minutes just to get off the ground.
Yeah.
Like... Birds a fucking bird just like
jumps.
Just, like, all right, I'm out.
There's jumps and fucking whew. Peace.
That's dope.
Yeah. So I was, I don't know. I mean, a human with wings would probably be like my front runner.
I'm just saying it's crazy that the most powerful like weapon or tool or whatever you want to call it of all is like your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no, that's why we dominate the animal kingdom is because of the brain.
Dude.
Like, we don't have shit. We got these stupid little nubby fingers. We got these dumb little feet. We walk upright.
The power of the brain, my friend.
We're so easy to, like, tip over and shit. You know what I mean? Like, compared to other animals, they're way stronger, low to the ground. Like,
but our, dude, the power of the human brain is insane.
Yeah.
Crazy powerful.
And then, crazy. But then you talk about the aliens and they're like, yeah. They're fucking...
Yeah.
We're the little creature that can be dominated to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I got a quick hitter.
What you got?
This one was hiding. Bitches like to suck big dick or a successful dick. Both is the best.
Wait, one more time?
So bitches like to suck a big dick or a successful dick. Both is the best.
Yeah, I mean, you think bitches like to suck a big dick or a little dick? Because one's definitely a much easier job, especially if you're going to do it right. If you're going to half-ass that shit, you can suck whatever dick. You can lick whatever lollipop you want.
Right.
But if you're really going to fucking go to town, and if you're really going to fucking hit the home run, I think most chicks would rather suck
tiny
a moderately sized member.
I get it, I guess.
Than the fucking...
That's just a real thought that I wrote down as a little quick hitter.
But I think most women would prefer to be sucking a successful penis than a non-successful one.
Yeah, it just makes
sense. I would have to imagine.
If they're sucking like a loser's fucking dick, they're probably like, God damn it, how did I end up here in life, you know?
Yeah. Those balls are not getting juggled.
No.
You know? Definitely not.
No. Not at all.
All right, let's see what I got here.
What do you got?
You saw Elon Musk lot. Elon Musk.
Elon
launched that Tesla into space.
He launched a car into space. What?
He launched. I forget which one it is. The model, whatever the fuck S or whatever, like the dope one.
Uh huh.
I think it was a convertible. He launched that shit into space. There's a picture of it.
Oh my god.
That shit's fucking insane, dude.
He launched a car into space.
Yeah.
Like, with wheels?
Yeah. He launched literally a car, like a perfect car right off the lot. Hey, I don't want to hear that shit.
Turn that shit off, please.
Yeah, let's see what the fuck it was.
Show me.
Watch his Tesla disappear into deep space.
So he's just adding more trash to the already tons of trash that we have in space.
I'm pretty sure he tried to send it towards Mars, but it like missed. It was on the wrong trajectory or something.
He got it there that quick?
No, well, I mean, they would know right away if the trajectory was right or not, if they could track it.
Okay. I was going to say, that's pretty impressive. But no, it's not there. That is pretty impressive.
It was a Roadster, the Tesla Roadster.
And he just shot it up into space.
Yep.
Giving it
at 1 million miles. Let's see.
He's giving it to the aliens.
It's traveling towards Mars at 43,861 miles per hour.
Wow. It's impressive.
Yeah.
So a Tesla is definitely the fastest car ever made with a top speed of 49,000 miles an hour.
Hey.
Oh, there's a person in it too?
That's a real fucking picture. No, that's like a mannequin.
No shit. Really? That's
a real fucking picture, dude.
It is?
Yeah.
Who took it?
You tell me, man. Supposedly it's real. I got a super long GoPro on that shit or something.
Disney took it.
I don't know, man. It's 2018, man. We live in a weird fucking world.
Fuck all the fakery. All that bullshit.
I don't even know. Should probably wrap this up, huh? It's pretty good for an episode zero.
Episode zero is good.
Yeah, man. I'm super stoked we're doing this. I'm glad we put this together.
Yeah.
Might look a little last minute right now, but we've actually been plotting this out for a long time. We're just waiting on some of the other shit that we need to go up. But
yeah.
We figured we had fucking microphones, man. We've been wanting to do this. We're doing it.
We did it. And we're going to keep doing it. And episode one's going to come soon. So y'all better watch out. Episode one of the Real Ones podcast.
Real Ones. Yeah. I'm
Danny Flavors, and I'm signing out.
Shane O'Mac.
Goodbye. Swisher Sweets.
GDP for life.
And Backwoods.
And that's that.